If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chris Sims, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live, talking about Stephon Diggs, who is reportedly in New England, been here since last night, did a little wining and dining and meeting of people, now getting maybe a physical, coming off a torn ACL, 31 years old. When does he turn 32?
Before the 2025 season.
November 29th is his birthday.
Oh, so the end of the season. You know what? If your birthday is Thanksgiving or after, then I'm going to go with you play that season under the age before the holiday.
So he's 31 this year.
Okay.
Now, that birth date might also be a target date for his return to health because he's coming off an ACL.
Now, your boy Giardi tweeted out earlier that he's had no setbacks and looks surprisingly good. Your boy.
So his agent must be boys with Giardi. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm not doing that on the radio.
I got that from Footwork King.
But I would just... On the surface, I don't love the idea. Just reactionary. Well,
I was
Diggs.
Straight up surprised when I found out. When I was chatting last night, someone was like, "Oh, you hear Diggs is at the state? Excuse me, he is."
So, like, but that is we got to talk about this on two levels. There's the talent, age, what he has left level. So last year, he started the first eight games in Houston, had 47 catches for 496 yards and three touchdowns.
His way to another 100-plus catch season.
100-plus catches, 1,000-plus yards, eight or nine touchdowns.
And you know, he was coming off of one, two, three, four, five, six. That's right, count them, six straight 1,000-plus yard seasons.
So he wasn't done last year. Now, there's some numbers that may be trending the wrong way as yards per catch going down
the effectiveness on his root tree. Everything is a slant, a cut, a cross.
Right. Okay.
I don't care about all that.
Catch passes.
I know. I don't care about any of that.
But the next level of it, and he had been a four-time straight Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro in that mix. But the issue that's bigger here for me isn't what he has left, because you take a flyer on him. You have plenty of money and you have no wide receivers. He would make sense on the field even at his age. But the question is, he had a bad reputation in Buffalo. He was more than a thorn in Josh Allen's side. He was a pain in his ass.
Because he didn't like the way that they were switching to a more run-centric offense over time. And he wanted the ball more. And that was the
same
thing.
He pitched when he was catching 100-plus passes,
That's the same thing he did to get to get traded out of Minnesota. He kind of proverbially shot his way out of town.
That's why, to me, it's not shooting his way out of town. That's who he is. He's a diva receiver. He's a thorn. He's a headache. He's whatever you want to call it. And yet, all we've heard all offseason is the Patriots are all about culture. Tom Curran went on this station and said, it's important for good guys to be in the huddle. That's the premium. And the only voice in Drake May's head has to be Josh McDaniels and all of these things. Okay, I kind of had started to buy into that. I didn't have to like it, but I had started to buy into it. Now Stephon Diggs is in Gillette. What are we doing here? Hey, Mike, Andy, WEEI.com. Good to see you. I thought you prioritized culture this offseason. Stephon Diggs is a known cultural problem. Could you explain to me why you're interested? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. So I think there's even more than two levels to this. Could this be a play by Diggs and his people that also happens to jibe with a play by Vrabel and ownership? Diggs gets to go in like, hey, look, he met with the Patriots. They were impressed. Like, they had a great meeting. Medicals checked out.
Oh, yeah.
He looks good. Uh-oh, he's fluffing up his market. Now Vrabel and the Patriots also get to say, hey, guys, you said we didn't bring any potential number ones. You wanted someone who was a top-tier target. We brought in Diggs. We
at the cost of your credibility.
How much credibility do they have?
Ouch, babe. I thought we were rebuilding that along with the culture, these
no,
C words.
No, not yet. Not, as of right now, they don't. But I wonder this. When we keep saying, like, oh, culture killer, oh, locker room cancer, oh, nightmare for Drake and or the other receivers, could there be a possibility? This is my latest little thought. It's mine and mine and my own, I promise.
Oh, boy.
Could there be? It's dangerous. Very dangerous. Everybody should probably brace for impact. I would put your lunch tray up on the seat.
That's overrated.
Could there be a possibility that Vrabel, yes, they've whiffed on some of the other top-tier targets they wanted. Chris Godwin, super, super terrific person. The Alex Bregman of wide receivers, or so we've been told, right? Mm. Cooper Kupp, well, they valued him at a certain price. Could they possibly at this point now just say, well, everyone has turned us down, F it. We're going to go and get the best we can, and this guy, everywhere he's gone, has been a quarterback help, and maybe he'll just actually teach the rest of the receivers in the room just enough bad attitude to go out there and work for it.
I guess anything is possible. I think that's a terrible plan of attack.
Do you want a wide receiver room full of like, no, Andy, you catch the next one.
Oh, no.
Stanley, Dan, are you guys getting enough looks today?
Sure, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, good.
I'd love to catch the next one.
We're all getting enough balls thrown to us. Or do you want someone out there that's going to be like, this is how you do it.
Absolutely.
Go and get it. You have to work for it.
100%. But they didn't. Or at least I've been told by everybody who has a beat card on the Patriots beat and is allowed to write or talk about the team has told me that's why they didn't want DK Metcalf. It's too strong a personality, questionable. Also younger, healthier, and has more upside long term, and might be a dink. You want the dink who's coming off an ACL and probably only has a year, year and a half left of being a decent receiver? Like, this just makes no sense to
me. It's crazy.
That's why I believe your little scenario, I believe the Diggs half of it. I think this is good for him to get his name out there because there was nothing. It was all quiet on the free agent front.
This is 2 weeks into free agency. This is his first meeting.
But the Vrabel/Patriots side of it makes no sense to me.
What are people afraid of? Him getting after it with Cardi B? Him scoring a touchdown at Gillette and whizzing the ball at Christian Gonzalez's feet? What are they afraid of? Him scoring a touchdown at Gillette and then turning to the crowd and yelling on a hot mic on CBS, S my F and D?
No, I think they're more afraid that he can't get on the field, he can't get open, he doesn't score touchdowns, he yells at Drake May, he throws his helmet on the sideline, it bounces, it actually takes out three people in the front row.
Oh, no,
and that
that's
chaos
a hard
hits.
Throw.
Dan Ball, did you have a contribution?
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's a little bit overblown, the ego that you're bringing in year one. I wouldn't say lock this guy up for the rest of his career as a Patriot, but Nick, to your point that you made a couple minutes ago, he followed the same trajectory in Minnesota that he did in Buffalo, where mm-hmm. year one, two, three, as he was getting paid, he was the chosen one.
Yep.
And there's a clip that went around of him on Thanksgiving being to Josh Allen, basically in tears, like, hey, man, happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you. It's that year four and five where it starts to fall apart.
Right.
So considering that he had to go to Siberia in the mm-hmm. NFL, according to Tom Curran, to get a meeting. If you can get him on a one-year incentive-laden deal to just be a stopgap and a safety blanket for Drake May, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
And also, you can hear him talking last year, like when I took over Sunday 7 from you last year in anticipation of Drake's first start when they played the Texans. I was looking for some Steph Diggs clips. He was so, like, the praise that he heaped on the Patriots' defense, Christian Gonzalez, how good he was, rising star. He had seen all the clips from Tyreek Hill, couldn't wait to play him. And then, of course, it's kind of like that competitor comes out. Like, there he is in the locker room. There he is on the sidelines. There's, like, Steph Diggs. Sure, you can have some questions about the choices he makes in his social, sexual, marital life, whatever. I don't care. That's not my business.
I don't care about that at all.
I don't care honestly. About that either. But this guy that, like, is totally, like, gives the nice praise, the clips, deferential, whatever, and then goes out in the field and is a complete MF-er. I mean, you've covered guys that have been psychos and then just dudes.
Yep. And I don't know which he is. I've never covered him, never been around him. I've been around the Brandon Lloyds or the Randy Mosses, different types.
Brandon Lloyd was just kind of weird, right?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Odd.
More than that. Medicated.
Okay.
Like, yeah, no, he had issues.
All right.
So, and I don't want to judge on Stephon Diggs, having never met the man, having never covered him for a period of time. My issue is very simple. He has been a thorn in the side of quarterbacks in multiple places, including earlier. I don't know exactly when it went south, but he was a challenge for Josh Allen for an extended period of time.
But look at what he did for Josh Allen's game.
Absolutely. And Terrell Owens, there's a ton of these guys over the years that have been thorns in the sides of quarterbacks who also put up great plays, yards.
How about Randy Moss? We had one of them.
Absolutely. But you didn't have one of them with a second-year quarterback. And I don't even really care about that because you know me. I think Drake May is a stud, is a dude, is him, is a diamond, can't be broken. But it doesn't matter what I think. They think, according to every reporter that's reported on it this spring, Callahan, Kide, Curran,
Daniels, Giardi.
No, you ruined my alliteration. Oh. Callahan, Kide, Curran. There was good alliteration there. But yes, Daniels, Perillo, whoever talked about
Weller, Garigian.
Oh, yeah, we've really gone astray now. Oh, it's all about culture, and it's the right guys around Drake May in the huddle, and he doesn't need to be challenged beyond Josh McDaniel's playbook and all these.
See,
I don't give a rat's ass, but they have, or we've heard they have.
Okay, now, I've actually wanted to say this for a couple of days, maybe even a couple of weeks, and now that we're talking about the possibility of the Patriots signing Steph Diggs, we don't know how the physical went today. We don't know how the lunch went. You know, maybe he,
Did he have the big cookie at Gillette? If so, he's signing.
Maybe he...
It's a good cookie.
Maybe he ate, if he ate pizza with a fork and a knife, don't sign him. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he could have some weird...
That's the least of his concerns.
So
if he threw the knife at Drake May when he walked by, now no, I don't sign
but
him.
But here's my concern about all this. We all keep saying, we keep hearing like, oh, we can't have a bad attitude with Drake May. Oh, Drake May doesn't need to have a me first guy. And I'm not saying you said this.
Okay, not me.
No, we're
the
hearing
beat
this.
Writers.
For some reason, this keeps getting perpetuated.
Yes.
To which I say, if Drake May is so soft that he's got a diva receiver that says,
yep,
throw me the effing ball, and Drake actually is afraid to throw him the ball, then he is like a Dairy Queen Sunday in the 93-degree heat. Get out. Come on now.
He's Mac Jones. He's going to break eventually, so find out that he breaks earlier
he's
rather than later.
He's a Frosty under your car seat. Get out of here.
I don't believe he's that, but they do. At least that's what all the beat reporters have told me.
Okay, who's perpetuating this? This feels mythological.
So it's a great question. Were they all whispered something? I feel like it started around the combine. And
Drake's
then came
fragile. Drake's just still a boy at heart.
Whatever. They all seem to
Drake
start.
Drake sleeps with stuffies.
They started all peddling the same story at the same time. So either they're stealing from each other, one started it, and everybody else was like, oh, that's a good point. We'll run with that. Or they were all hearing the same damn whispers. And so the whispers come from within the building. And the building is
Drake's
worried about
fragile.
Drake May.
That's Andy, they can't be that worried about his psyche.
But we were told they were. I'm just trying to believe the beat reporters. I try to trust their sourcing and their information. And now this completely flies in the face of that. Now Stephon Diggs, a known pain in the butt to quarterbacks, quarterbacks older, more mature, and more accomplished than Drake May, is in the building.
Now, Andy, a stoplight going out for a minute is a pain in the butt. Steph Diggs is a pain in the ass.
Yes.
But he may also be a pain in the ass that scores you touchdowns.
And therein lies apparently the divide in the debate within the room at Gillette Stadium, because they are clearly interested, because I don't think it would be worth it to just fluff up the narrative, as you might put it, Fitzy, to bring him in, because I think it undercuts the other narrative. You have some debating narratives. Oh, you're going to give May some talent? Oh, you care more about culture? Well, you got Stephon Diggs at the crossroads of those questions. Let's continue to talk about Stephon Diggs. Do you want him? Do you think the Patriots will sign him? Is the interest legitimate in both directions? Is somebody using somebody? Are they both using each other? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.